Challenging him and fighting him honorably.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Welcome to Joe Rogan. We don't have to make videos to pretend anymore. All of this is happening. We're coming to you. I've challenged you, man.
Hello.
To man.
Testing, testing. Hello.
To a fight. Honorable. And we don't have to pretend or make
hello, hello,
videos.
Hello. Testing, testing, testing.
Watching.
One, two,
don't make the videos for us. And you don't have to hold a camera. You can hold the hand of somebody that you love, because what happens next to you, you're going to need to remember that feeling. You're going to need something more than what you did.
He's going around feral on all fours here and then mentions how he's going to need the hand of a loved one to remember that feeling for what he did. But it's never clear where this even really comes from. People can only speculate and come up with game theories on what even started this in the first place. But it's very concerning behavior here. Like, the videos he's posted reminds me of the Joker tape from The Dark Knight. It feels like he's perpetually trying to cut a WWE promo targeting Joe Rogan here. But when he's doing these call-outs, it really does seem like an extreme threat against Joe Rogan's life. And a lot of it is incomprehensible. So a ton of, like, non-sequiturs jumping all over the place. So it just, it's incoherent. So it'll be like, you and I are going to fight one-on-one. This is a formal challenge. Pugilistic, the old-fashioned way. I'm gonna come over there, I'm gonna rip those giant nipples right off your chest, those cow waters, I'm gonna wipe my whole ass with them, and then have you ever had a dream that you thought that you had and you wanted and needed to do anything? I think it's very clear that there is actually a serious problem that he is facing mentally. That is, I don't know how long it's been happening. I haven't kept up with the Liver King as much as I did during, like, the whole steroid thing, but it is very concerning. And even when it's not about Joe Rogan, his posts are just generally alarming.
I'm going to make a quick video to weigh myself right now. In case you didn't know, I take shits on the ground. This is where I lay in the shower. I lay it on the ground. That's my enema bucket. That's my enema bucket right there. And that's what I'm about to do, is I'm going to try and get a shit worked out. But I'm going to weigh myself. So that it's official.
No idea why his face was all cut up or why he's trying to drop the official shit statistics here and pooping on the ground and weighing himself for preparation of the poop. It's the reason I'm even showing, like, these moments is because all of this has built up to what's happened with him being arrested for the terroristic threats against Joe Rogan. And even though he got arrested and he has since been released after the arrest with an ankle monitor, he is continuing to make the threats. Literally, like, 15 minutes after being released, he went and started posting more videos making threats against him.
Good morning, primals. From the vibration plate of the greatest state in the world, Austin, Texas. Texas is the state, just to be clear. Bags under my eyes, haven't slept a whole lot. And it's been an amazing gift when you fracture the physical, don't sleep, don't eat much, drink much. You go deeper into something else. You gotta maybe express something else. Something else. Ask me what the password is to Wi-Fi. I can't wait to share it.
He's made more than just this video here, but I think this one really encapsulates everything that he's kind of been posting. He did make another video going on all fours in the hotel hallway, allegedly, but that one's been deleted, or at the very least, I can't find it. But in this one, you can see when he's rambling here, the thoughts aren't connected. He doesn't look well. Now, I'm not here to try and, like, say it's all because of his diet. He ate so much raw meat, raw nutsack and testicles that he used to love to preach about, and he gave himself brain worms, and now this is the result. I have no clue what's actually led to this. All I know is that there is something seriously wrong. He is supposed to be undergoing psychiatric evaluation to check his mental state. Joe Rogan has said that he's never even really had any interaction with Liver King. So no one really knows what started all of this and why. But he is not planning on stopping anytime soon with trying to find and fight Joe Rogan, from the sound of things.
We're going to go somewhere today here in Austin. If anybody knows where Seth Rogan's, the other version of him that rhymes with blow, if anyone knows where its family's going to be today, if you could let my team know so that we can stay within 200 yards, not close to them, to stay away from them. Oh, please, actually, I redact that. Don't do anything to their family.
That's crazy. Basically, like, trying to get the UAV online here to locate him and his family to be aware of at all times. He then goes to try and wipe that from the record about, like, no, don't do that. We just want to make sure that I'm not violating the restraining order. Wink, wink, is kind of the impression there. It is a really odd thing to hear. And it's not like he needed to post this video. He could have not posted it.
This thing will help me make certain. You know how good that feels on the ankle? That part where it bounces and jiggles like that? Making my ankle strong for that. I'm picking a fight. Who's it with? Seth Rogen. It's with Seth Rogen. And what's it for? Family.
Now he's saying Seth Rogen now because he can't explicitly say Joe Rogan, but he does say, like, the other Rogan, you know, that rhymes with blow, Joe Blow, you know, that kind of thing. So he's now trying to, like, wiggle around the restrictions here by throwing Seth Rogen under the bus. He's dropping the primal titties on him here now, saying, like, it's with Seth Rogen, but he means Joe. And I have to imagine posting these kind of videos isn't helping his case. He is continuing to make the same threats that landed him in jail in the first place. Now, it's not just his mentality that seems to have been, like, poisoned and rotting and whatever's going on there. His body. There is something going on with, like, his entire being. In some of the videos he's posted, like, he looks so unwell physically. Like in this video, for example, this is another video where he explicitly says, I'm calling you out, Joe Rogan, I'm picking a fight with you, and he's holding two weapons. Look at his stomach. It's distended and his belly button looks like a prolapsed anus. His whole torso looks inflamed and infected. That belly button, though, I'm pretty confident is an umbilical hernia. It seems like his intestines are desperately trying to leave the battle bus here through his belly button. That cannot be healthy. Like, it just, it looks like in Left 4 Dead right before the boomer blows up, but he's not, like, fat. I think it's just, like, so much juice or something here. I don't know. But it does not look normal. So, yeah, the Liver King update here is a sad one. Because I remember when it came out about all the steroids he used, he made a big statement about, like, you know, he wasn't happy about it and he wanted to make that change. And it doesn't seem like that ever happened, and things have only gotten worse for him. I do genuinely hope he gets the help that he needs here, because it is something he is going to need professional help with, I imagine. And overall, just a very concerning spiral here from Liver King. Just wanted to talk about it briefly. That's really about it. So, yeah.